You are now listening to
the Primal Armor Podcast.
This episode is sponsored by Executive Fit LLC. They build custom deadlift platforms, custom barbell storage pieces, and make indoor and outdoor signage for your home or corporate gym. Every platform that pairs with a rack is customized to that specific rack, so everything fits nice and clean. And they ship nationwide. Each platform has a logo applied in a way that makes it impossible to peel up from wear and tear. They even make custom nameplates for your squat rack. Visit executivefitllc.com to request a quote and see what's available on their store. That's executivefitllc.com to upgrade your deadlift game today.
Welcome back to episode 68 of the Primal Armor Podcast. We've been hitting nutrition pretty hard over the last handful of weeks, so this week I want to go down a little bit of a different route. I've been seeing more and more people talk about breath work and incorporating that into their fitness routine. And to be honest, it's not something that I know too much about, so this is something that I actually had to study into a little bit deeper. When I was going through my master's degree in exercise physiology, we would talk more about the actual numbers and data behind strength and resistance-driven research. So we wouldn't talk too much about the little things like breath work that people try to throw into their fitness routines. But it's always something that intrigued me, and I finally decided to dive into the research and find out what it's all about. And this is something that's very hard to take control of, because a lot of it comes from a central nervous system response to a stimulus. So it's not something you actually have control of, per se, because it's an autonomic function. But I've experienced this firsthand, and I've had to try to practice it under extremely stressful situations. When I was in the fire academy, we'd be given certain mazes to crawl through while breathing on tank air, and some of these mazes would take upwards of 30 minutes or more to get through. And this would be while climbing through obstacles like stud spaces in our gear, simulated building collapses, under beds, through holes, and all this is while being blacked out and not knowing where we're going next. And this is while breathing on a 30-minute bottle. And this is 30 minutes when you're seated and doing absolutely nothing and you're relaxed and not doing strenuous work of climbing and crawling to get out of smoke-filled environments. And we had to learn to control our breathing to conserve air to get out of these situations, because we had a 30-minute bottle, and if this maze was going to take us over 30 minutes or more, we really had to conserve air. So we would do pyramid breathing, which would help calm down our central nervous systems and help us from hyperventilating and wasting our air. And if you don't know what pyramid breathing is, it's counting out our breaths at certain intervals. Ours would be inhaling for 4 seconds, holding it for 4 seconds, and then exhaling for 4 seconds. And then this would consciously get us thinking about our breathing to stop that hyperventilating. And we would also have to do this while under extreme work. There's always a potential that a catastrophe happens, and then we have to cut a hole in a roof or a floor to rescue someone. But chainsaws aren't always reliable in smoky environments, because you can't start them. So you know what is reliable? A trusty pickaxe. But you have to make sure that hole is big enough for potentially two people, the victim and the rescuer, to fit out of that hole. So it has to be a big enough hole, which is about a 3-foot by 3-foot square. And this goes through maybe multiple layers of shingles or multiple layers of linoleum, laminate, hardwood floors. So this wasn't an easy task to do. And it was actually one of the physically hardest things I've ever had to do in my life. And I've done things like competed in numerous different competitions, squatted over 550 pounds. I've pressed 350 pounds over my head. But chopping a 3-foot by 3-foot hole with an axe is the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. And why? Because I had to do it on one tank of air. And like I said earlier, it's a 30-minute bottle at rest. And in extreme workloads like this, it lasts just minutes. And the harder you go, the more air you're going to use. So you really have to control that breathing. And that 3-foot by 3-foot space doesn't chop nearly as easy as you think it does. So this is all about air conservation under extreme stress. So if you can do it under the hardest of situations, then doing it on a daily basis in the comfort of your own home or gym becomes pretty easy. This is why Navy SEALs, who are the baddest people on the planet, practice this all the time as well in their training. They'll end up beating soldiers into the ground with running, burpees, pull-ups, push-ups, and all that type of stuff. Anything to get you gasping for air, and then they'll put you in positions that'll make it harder to breathe, like being bent over or holding a bottom of a squat. This makes it so much harder to breathe, and it makes you take shallower breaths. And this causes your heart rate to increase further, and it creates more stress in the body, and it reduces the oxygen that you're taking into your body. It creates impaired thinking, and then you have slower recovery. And you can combat this by focusing on deeper breaths and filling your lungs as much as you can, which is controlling your breath and not letting the situation take control of you. They make you have to make a conscious effort to focus on breathing in the stressful environment. So just in case if you're ever faced with a similar situation in real life, then you know how to calm yourself down and confront it easier. Then they'll try to throw you in an ice bath, and that constricts your body even further and makes it harder to breathe, and it makes you focus on breathing even more. Then they'll beat you in the ground even further and force you to breathe through your nose after another grueling workout of push-ups, burpees, running, and things like that. And they do this to help you try to slow down your breathing, and which in turn slows down your heart rate and gets you to calm down in the situation. Then they do that famous surf torture that some of you may have seen, which is when they lay down in the middle of the tide on the beach where the waves are almost drowning them. And then they have to focus on things like pyramid breathing, like I explained earlier, and they have to time their breaths while they can before the waves go over their face, and that's how they try to keep calm. So do you see a theme here? To focus on breath work and some of the most grueling and physical jobs in the entire world, they'll put people in the craziest of situations to promote stress and make you focus on your breathing. And that's because controlling your breathing is one of the best ways out there to help reduce your stress. And stress is one of the worst things that there is towards your fitness goals. It increases cortisol in the body, which makes it harder to lose weight. It makes it harder to sleep, which makes it harder to recover. It makes you burn less calories. And it makes your resting vitals like blood pressure and heart rate rise, which in the long run isn't good for anything in your body. And then having stress, it just brings on more stress in your life. It's like an avalanche that people feel like they can't escape. So one of the best things that you can do for stress is to just focus on your breathing more. And that just takes your mind off of whatever's stressing you too. We way too often end up shallow breathing and shorting ourselves on everything that we just talked about. Just consciously focusing on your breathing can help take our minds off whatever's stressing us. Because breathing is so autonomic that you don't have to think about it for it to happen. But to take control of it takes a mental effort, and then that can take your mind off of whatever is bothering you. It helps lower your resting heart rate and bring in more oxygen to your lungs, and that'll make your workouts easier. And you don't even have to do this in those high-stress situations like I was explaining. That was just some examples of how effective it can be in those situations. But if it can be that effective in those grueling situations, then just imagine how effective it can be when you just throw this into your daily routine. Research shows that just focusing on your breathing, like pyramid breathing, while you lay down before bed gets people to sleep way faster than someone who just lays down and lets their mind run. Like I said earlier, sleep promotes recovery, which is what you want to hit your fitness goals. Whatever your fitness goals are, you definitely want more sleep. So here's some breathing techniques for you to try out. Number one is pyramid breathing, like we explained earlier. And number two is the two-in-one technique. And that one is to take a deep breath in and hold it. And then take another deep breath in before letting it out. And this lets extra oxygen in your body before exhaling. And that's essentially the opposite of hyperventilating. Then there's box breathing. It's similar to pyramid breathing, but you're also holding your breath before and after the exhale. So for example, you inhale for 4 seconds, you hold for 4 seconds, you exhale for 4 seconds, and then you hold that for 4 more seconds before you start the cycle over again. And another great way of focusing on your breath work is yoga. This forces your body to breathe in multiple different uncomfortable positions and also works on your balance and coordination at the same time. And then the most famous way of breath work out there is called the Wim Hof breathing technique. And he even wrote his own book over it because he believes in it so much. One round of Wim Hof consists of, number one, a strong inhale through your nose. Then follow that by a relaxed exhale through your mouth. Then repeat that for 30 breaths. And on the 30th breath, you exhale to 90%. And hold that as long as possible. And when you feel like you need a breath, inhale fully and hold that for 15 seconds before releasing. And that's one round. And Wim Hof is doing 3 consecutive rounds of that. And the thought there is that most people only use the top half of their lungs. And this method engages your diaphragm more and fills the lower lungs. The inhalation should fill so much that your belly also extends, but then it should flatten on exhaling. It's so popular that you can actually go get certified in the Wim Hof method and teach it to others. But there are so many different techniques that are out there, and so many that we just can't list them all. But it's good to try some and see what works best for you. You can experiment with whatever intervals you want, because that's what makes these techniques vary, is just the amount of intervals that you have in between each. But the ultimate goal here is just to get you to focus on your breathing more so you can start making a difference in your stress levels. So take some of these tips and some of these examples that we had and try them throughout the week whenever you feel stressed and see which one works best for you.
Hey, we're Garage Gym Outfitters, your new go-to for garage gym equipment. We simplify the process of creating and improving your home gym by giving you the ability to compare, review, and purchase home gym equipment from high-quality American brands all in one place. Garage Gym Outfitters is a military-owned company founded by three Navy members that want to provide customers with a seamless experience to build out their home gym. We found the process of starting our own home gyms to be a complex maze of comparing different brands' value and quality, so we created Garage Gym Outfitters to solve this problem for you. Check us out today at thegaragegymoutfitters.com to find our new favorite products from American-based brands.
I just want to thank you for listening to today's podcast, and we'll see you back here again next week.